Welcome to the CGMA prayer line today, and I want to talk to you again about sheep and gaining higher ground. About sheep and they're gaining higher ground. In the Christian life, we often speak of wanting to move onto higher ground, Philip Keller writes in his book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. How we long to live above the lowlands of life. We want to get beyond the common crowd, to enter a more intimate walk with God. We speak of mountaintop experiences, and we envy those who have ascended the heights and entered into this more sublime sort of life. Often we get an erroneous idea about how this takes place. It is as though we imagined we could be airlifted onto higher ground. On the rough trail of the Christian life, this is not so. As with ordinary sheep management, so with God's people. One only gains higher ground by climbing up through the valleys. Every mountain has its valleys. Its sides are scarred by deep ravines and gulches and draws. And the best route to the top is always along those valleys. Any sheepman familiar with the high country knows this. He leads his flock gently but persistently up the paths that wind through the dark valleys. It should be noticed that the verse states here in Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil." It does not say, "I die there or stop there," but rather, "I walk through." It is customary to use this verse as a consolation to those who are passing through the dark valley of death. Many times we quote it during funerals. But even here, for the child of God, death is not an end, but merely the door into a higher and more exalted life of intimate contact with Christ. Death is but the dark valley opening out into an eternity of delight with God. It is not something to fear, but an experience through which one passes on the path to a more perfect life. The Good Shepherd knows this. It is one reason why he has told us, "Lo, I am with you always, yes, even in the valley of death." What a comfort and what a cheer. Whether it's going through the valley to get to that high place that you can attain to in Christ, where it seems like you're on eagle's wings and you're just enjoying yourself in the plateau of the Holy Spirit and the blessings of God and everything is just so wonderful. Or it's through death or coming unto the Lord through the veil of this flesh passing and you going into the grace of God in eternal life through Christ and faith in Him. Both pathways are through a valley to get to that high place, to get to that place where we are at rest with God, where we enjoy the best of God, where we see the blessings of the Lord. Sometimes we don't like the valleys. Sometimes we don't want to go through those deep ravines. Sometimes we don't want to deal with that at all. But in order to attain to that high place in God, that place where we hear God, see God, understand the Lord and His intimacy with us more than ever before, it takes going through the valleys to find that place. It takes going through difficult hours in order to really sometimes see the intimacy of the Great Shepherd, to understand His or her care and concern when it comes to a personal shepherd or a pastor teacher. And considering Christ and His being the Good Shepherd, we too, when we go through trials and go through the valleys of life, see His more intimate care as we pass to that place, to the higher plane in our relationship with Him, where we can attain a higher level in relationship, understanding in God, His grace, and His Holy Spirit. Help us not to chagrin and put aside that effort, that persistent effort to get to that higher place. A shepherd has to take his sheep on this trip through the valleys and through higher ground in order to get to that place where they attain to a better element, a place of being during the seasons of the year. And a good shepherd knows where to take his sheep and how to handle them. And our good shepherd knows how to help us. You know, I notice one thing when it comes to a shepherd leading sheep. They don't stay in one place all the time and just graze on one piece of land. They're moving. And God's people, our life, is a moving, evolving lifestyle. And our relationship with Him is always moving and growing and evolving, just as our relationships in normal life. Let God challenge you to take the steps to move forward, whether through the difficult times or not. It will be well worth it if you'll listen to His voice, honoring His word, and seeing His tender, loving care. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word today. Though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, like Psalm 23 says, I will fear no evil, because I know you're with me. I know you're with me. And whether it's through the veil of this flesh passing away and I going into your everlasting kingdom with the hope of eternal life in Christ, or whether it's through my everyday experience and trying to attain to those higher levels in God where I can more so know you and learn more of you than ever before and see the beauty of God. It takes effort. It takes persistent effort. And it's not always without a cost. Help me, Father, to be able to deal with that. To know that, Lord, you have my best interests at heart. And that where I graze and where I'm going, God, you're going to help me to be able to make the right call as life moves on. And through the cutting edges of those valleys and difficult times, I'm going to be a better person because of it, through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the wisdom of God I attain in this life. I thank you and I praise you for this day. I pray that you would touch each and every one who's called in today, strengthen them, help them in their daily walk with God, help them to understand this place of transition that we have year in and year out between higher ground and those valley points that we go through. As we deal with the seasons of life and deal with where God wants us in the purposes of Christ and how we need to attain and grow in our relationship with Him. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you for ever teaching us, guiding us, comforting us. Help us to know you and to have good relationship with you and to know your voice even as you know ours. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us for the prayer line today, and I pray that this message would be a blessing to you. And if you need us at CGMF Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. You can also go to our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com at any time, access the different materials, send us a note, and we'll be glad to hear from you. God bless you, and have a great day.